Thank you, Chair. I exercise my right of reply to the remarks we just heard by the delegate of the Palestinian Authority. Hamas, ISIS, and Islamic Jihad started this war and continue to attack Israel, hold hostages, and are committing war crimes and crimes against humanity. Israel and the IDF act in accordance with the international law in order to mitigate harm to civilians while fighting an enemy whose core strategy is using its own civilians as human shields. Israel is not targeting the people of Gaza. It is not targeting hospitals or protected areas. It is targeting the terrorists that entered Israel and murdered 1,400 innocent people on October 7th. We heard the term genocide. As a people who has suffered genocide not so long ago, let me tell you what it looks like. It looks like the murder of 14 children in one kibbutz. It looks like the rape of Israelis in their own homes, in front of their own families. Genocide does not look like a democracy taking measures to defend itself. It does not warn civilians before attacks to allow them to flee. It does not facilitate humanitarian aid. It does not look like IDF forces securing Palestinian civilians in their temporary movement to safer areas while Hamas terrorists tries to prevent them from leaving. Israel has the right, and indeed the obligation, to defend its citizens and territory by taking all legitimate measures to secure the release of the hostages and neutralize the threat it is facing. Senior Hamas terrorists have declared time and again their intention to commit more atrocities. When you do not condemn Hamas, you legitimize their acts. Israel will no longer tolerate living next to the terrorist entities whose goal is to annihilate Israel, Jews, and whoever opposes them, including their own population. Thank you, Chair.